So, with two episodes done, I thought it would be useful if the world could find this series of podcasts. Now, one of the best ways of doing that is using the Apple's iTunes store and not needing to buy stuff, but to use the free podcast section. So, yeah, don't worry, people won't have to pay for your podcast, but Apple offers a directory service as part of the iTunes Music Store for all the podcasts that you might want to find. So remember, your podcast doesn't actually live on Apple's computers. This is just a directory, but being part of the Apple empire, it has to be one of those go-to directories. But there are other podcasting directory services out there. So to get your podcast listed, you need first to sign up your podcast with Apple. Now, to do that, you need to be on your own Audioboo page, and near the top right-hand corner, you'll find a button called RSS. Now, don't click on that button, or rather, don't click with your left mouse, left finger. Use the right click, and one of the options you should find there is to copy the link location. Those words might be slightly different depending on your browser, but you want to take a copy of the link of that RSS button. Now go into open up iTunes on your computer, go to the iTunes Music Store and select podcasts from the black bar quite near the top, and then from the menu in the podcast section near the right hand side, you'll find a link called Submit a Podcast. Click on that link and a new window should open, requesting the address for your podcast. So paste that link details from your Audioboo page into the box and hit continue. You'll then have a chance to check the details, but remember, you can't edit them here. You can only just check that the detail, you're happy that those are the details that will be submitted to Apple's podcasting directory. When you're happy, hit the submit button, and then you need to wait for iTunes to approve the podcast. But so don't worry, you will get an email to start with confirming that your request has been received. But they do have a human being checking all these subscription requests. So it could take a couple of days before you get a second email confirming that your podcast has been added to Apple's directory. And then people can go to the podcast section of the iTunes Music Store, do a search for a particular podcast on a particular subject, and hopefully they'll find yours. However, all is not lost. In the meantime, anybody can subscribe to your podcast using iTunes. What they need to do is to go to your Audioboo page and click on the iTunes button that is just to the left of that RSS button. And then that will open up iTunes on their computer and download the latest episode of your podcast into the podcasting section of iTunes on their computer. If you want to get some more information on this or see screenshots of the various stages, then you can get that from the Audioboo help guide called Creating iTunes Podcasts. Hope that's been helpful, and I'll talk to you soon.